This story originally appeared in NNSL Media's annual Opportunities North booklet published on June 30. Click here to read the supplement in its entirety at nnsl.com. Marine Transportation Services, MTS, operated at loss of $15.6 million in 2024-25, a little worse than the $14.3 million shortfall recorded in 2023-24. The GNWT is forecasting a deficit of $12.2 million in 2025-26. Last year's revenues from marine freight were estimated at $24.5 million but actually turned out to be just $8.2 million, no doubt partly hindered by cancelled barges to Norman Wells and Tulita due to low water on the Mackenzie River. Charters, expected to generate $12.3 million, translated into only $5.5 million. Expenditures were below projections, however, totaling $23.8 million instead of the anticipated $37.7 million. General expenses amounted to $10.9 million on top of an operating loss of $4.7 million. MTS supports 10 full-time government jobs, all in Hay River. Move to Crown Corporation. In April, the territorial government announced that MTS will be converted into a Crown Corporation as of April 1, 2027. After an advisory firm was hired to analyze how MTS is run and governed, the GNWT stated that operating the marine shipping entity through a corporate structure is necessary for its long-term success as an essential service for NWT residents and businesses. The initial phase of this overhaul will involve new legislation, transferring vessels and other assets and establishing parameters for a board of directors, according to the GNWT, which took over MTS operations in 2017 after Northern Transportation Company Limited, NTCL, went out of business. The government expressed confidence that the restructuring would increase potential to engage the private sector and improve working relationships with Transport Canada and the Canadian Coast Guard. Northern shipping steady. Shipping activity in Canada's Northern Ocean waters, including Nunavut, continued in an upward trend in 2024, but only by a grand total of one. There were 206 vessels that reported to Marine Transport and Communication Services in Iqaluit last year, up from 205 ships in 2023. In comparison, there were 184 vessels in 2022, 150 in 2021 and 111 in 2020. There were 45 Northwest Passage transits by 40 ships in 2024, both figures down slightly from 2023, when 42 vessels passed through the Northwest Passage 46 times, according to the Canadian Coast Guard. Nunavut Sealift. Two major sealift cargo companies serve Nunavut. Desgains Transarctic Inc. has over 10 cargo vessels based in the ports of St. Catherine, K., Bécancour, K., and Valleyfield, K. Desgains formed Nunavut Sealink and Supply Inc., NSSI, in partnership with Chiquiktilik Corporation, Saku Investments Corporation and Kitikmeot Corporation. The company is majority owned by the Inuit Corporations, with its head office in Iqaluit. NSSI ships general cargo and fuel. NSSI and Tikramit Transport Inc., TTI, carry cargo to Nunavik and Nunavut. The company plans more than 30 supply trips in 2025 for its private and commercial customers. NSSI is a joint venture between Arctic Cooperatives Limited, Desgains Transarctic Inc., Chiquiktilik Corporation, Saku Investments Corporation and Kitikmeot Corporation. It has offices in Iqaluit and Quebec. Its competitor, Nunavut Eastern Arctic Shipping, NEAS, is also majority owned by Nunavut-based Inuit businesses and also based in Iqaluit. In 2025, NEAS will have 7 cargo vessels sailing from the port of Bécancour, K. Fact file. Vessels present in Northern Canadian Vessel Traffic Services Zone, NORDRIG, waters in 2024. Bulk Carriers 43, Adventurers 31, General Cargo 26, Passenger Vessels 23, fishing vessels 18, tugboats 15, tankers 14, research vessels 14, Canadian icebreakers 7, other Coast Guard vessels 7, foreign icebreakers 5, training 2, Navy 1, blank. Total, 206. Source, Canadian Coast Guard.